little strange. We're in the Tkufa of Sfiras HaOmer, and the Shir is somehow holding by Beis Shammai and Chanukah. Poches V'Cholach, which is the adding. Okay, this is called Torah Lishma. Right? Someone asked me this morning why I'm learning Tanya in the mornings from 10 to 9 to 9. I said, that's what the Olam requested. Right? The Tanya, the person who asked me, was the only one sitting there. But. So, okay. I don't know why people have to think about what they're going to make a Purim skit about. They could just, you know, take the reality of it. This said, okay. Okay, I said it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If, second. So, okay. Anachdu nisharnu kan bedaf yud zayin amadeis im she'ela. Reinu shiyesh takana shel zman. Reinu shiyesh takana shel zman yesh machoket Rav Yochanan v'Rish Lakish lema nitkan b'glal snut o b'glal peiros. V'az ha-gemara nichnesa la she'ela im sof-sof ha-get kasher afilu em zi nechtav b'lo zman she-halacha hi she-hi niseit Havrad kosher, as mahoilu chachamim betakanatam, as Gemara anta she lechatir lo tinase, again she somchim al ze she haedim vehasofer hem yishmu bekol chazal vehem lo yirtzu lechtov get kaze, as ba Gemara veshoelet ma yikre im gazye, ma yikre im habaal yavin shehu lo yachol lechtov etaget b'lisman aval charkach hu pashut. Yasir etze mehaget, as Gemara merit l'ramai lo chashina. Beseder, as Chazal lo chashashu she'adam yiye kaze az panim l'gehenom. You know, it's mamash, you know, it's ze kamola l'ftoach ze budka b'machni Yehuda, l'trot alav shalat kosher l'mahadrin, kashen l'cha b'chal tuda, you know, shum tuda v'chulei, mikashem yishu yishal otcha tarel al shalat, kaduv kan kosher l'mahadrin, ma atem rotzim. כן, אז זה כמו לרמאי לא חשינה. אבל למאי זה יש רמאים כאלו. יש רמאים כאלו. אז אם יש רמאים כאלו, מה הדין של הגט שנכתב ככה? נכון, חזל לא חששו לזה, ולכן הם הרגישו שהתקנה שלהם תעמוד בשביל כלל ישראל. אבל מה הדין אם אותו רמאי מגרש אישה בגט שהוא גזר ממנו את הזמן? אז ראינו בפעם שעברה שיש כאן מחלוקת בין הרמב״ם לבין הרייבד. הרמב״ם בפרק א' הלכה כ"ו פוסק שהגט כושר, כן, שאישה יכולה להתגרש עם גט כזה. חותך ממנו הזמן ונוסנו לו, אז ההלכה היא שכושר, כושר. בא הרייבד ואומר, כוסף הרייבד, חותך ממנו הזמן ונוסנו לו, לכתחילו לא תינוסי, שרי משלוש הגיטים פסולים הוא. זה כמו גט שאין בו זמן. הרמב״ם אומר, זה כמו גט שיש בו זמן. והרייבד אומר, זה כמו גט שאין בו זמן. מה כאן המחלוקת בין הרמב״ם והרייבד? That's where you left off last time. How could you think of defining the machlokas conceptually? What how did they view this sugya over here of tiknu zman begitin v'pnei basachoso v'pnei peros?
I guess one way of looking at it is the takana on the guf haget, or is the takana on the ma'ase nesina? But it has to have a get that has zman.
Okay, as masha. Pinchas Meir, who Amir, Shula Yesh Lanu Kan, Sheila, Ma Bidyuk Haita Takana. Haim Atakana Haita Shetzricha Likatev Zman Beget? Oh, Shetzrich Lehinatain Get Shiyesh Bozman. אמר שזה המחלוקת. ייתכן, ייתכן מאוד שזה מחלוקת, אבל ייתכן גם שזה מחלוקת הרבה יותר עקרוני. Let's go back, take it back one stage. כלומר, פנחס מניח שברגע שגט ממלא את התנאים של התקנה, זה קשר. השאלה היא כאן רק מה בדיוק התקנה. אבל איך אפשר להגיד שאולי יש כאן מחלוקת יותר עקרוני? How can we go back one step? כאשר יש לנו תקנה שנתקן בגלל סיבה מסוימת, יש כאן חששות רציניות, או ששם יחפה בסחוסו, או שהאיש התפסיד פירוס, ובאים רבננו ומנסים לתקן תקנה. ואז מתברר שייתכן שיהיה גט שממלא את כל התנאים של התקנה, ובכל זאת החששות יישארו. הגט הזה, אפשר להגיד שזה כשר, או אפשר להגיד שזה פסול. Come on, I'm taking one step back. Maybe over here, everyone agrees that the get was written within the parameters of the law. But we have over here a loophole. כן? ועל אף שזה נכתב על פי התנאים של התקנה, בכל זאת החששות קיימים. What over here could be the machlokes in terms of how do we view the world of law? There are two phrases in English. There's the concept of the letter of the law and the concept of the spirit of the law. Namely, you can do something which is totally legal, but on one hand. On the other hand, clearly that's not what the lawmaker had in mind when he set down the law. אז כאן ייתכן שהשאלה היא ככה. מה קורה אם אדם שומר על ההלכה כפשוטה, the letter of the law? אבל החששות עדיין קיימים. כלומר, the letter of the law זה שיכתוב גט עם זמן. הוא כתב גט עם זמן. ואז הוא גזר את הזמן, ככה שכל החששות חוזרות על עצמם. That we have over here the letter of the law, but clearly we don't have the spirit of the law. ייתכן שזה המחלוקת כאן בין הרמב״ם והרייבד, שהרייבד אומר שאם הוא לא שמר את הרוח של התקנה, אז זה כאילו הוא לא שמר את התקנה. התקנה זה שיכתוב גט עם זמן, והרייבד אומר, זה כמו גט של בלי זמן. כן? זה כמו הרי שלוש הגיטים סורים הם. זה עדיין פסול. That's not considered to be keeping to the takana if what you are doing is keeping to the letter of the law but violating the spirit of the law. אז יש כאן בעצם שתי אפשרויות במחלוקת בין הרמב״ם והרייבד. אפשרות אחת זה שיש לנו שכאשר אנחנו מוצאים שהוא גזר הזמן, when he cut the time out, the letter of the law ייתכן that we have, the spirit of the law is broken, ייתכן שזה המחלוקת בין הרמב״ם והרייבד, או יש לנו את השירות של פנחס, שאולי כל אחד מסכים שמה שצריכים לשמור זה letter of the law, that's the nature of halacha. The question is over here, what is the letter of the law? Is the letter of the law that the zman should be nechtav? Or is the letter of the law that we should have a get im zman shenimsar? Right? That's the question over here. And then, that would be the machlokes between the Rambam and the Raiva. Okay, so the Raiva can either disagree with the Rambam in a very broad sense, or he can agree in principle that the moment that the person keeps the letter of the law, the get is going to be kosher. The question is over here, the moment he cut out the zman before giving it, did he keep the letter of the law? That would be my guess.
Do we have any kind of a precedent that the spirit of the law will affect the status?
So let's continue in the Gemara. Ze lechora ma shehagmara atzma tomar mamshicha. Ma gemara mamshicha. Kosuv bo shavua, shana, chodesh, shabbos, mai. אמר לי, כושר. ומה הועילו חכמים בתקנתם? אהנו לשבוע דקמי ולשבוע דבשרי. Digo te mahachi, yoma gufa, mi adinani mitzafra imipanya, elo liyoma de kamei, liyoma de basrei. Hachiname, ahani lishavua de kamei, ulishavua de basrei. Kumar, yesh chanukan, sheila, im adam kotev zman klali. Zman klali yachol lavor mi shavua, lechodesh, לשנת השמיטה, כן, שזה זמן. כלומר, שיש לנו כאן מצב שהוא שומר את ה-letter of the law, כן, אבל ברור שזה לא ה-spirit of the law, כן, to say that this get was given, in a certain point in a 7-year cycle, איך זה עוזר לאישה לגבי פירות, איך זה עוזר, כלומר, למנוע חיפוי, Chipui shel znut. You have over here, you know, this an entire year where things are in a very very vague situation. As zeb etzem mashi gemara shala, v'agemara anta. Chora, this gemara is giving us the principle. She inachinami. We don't have over here the spirit of the law. We have the letter of the law, but that's enough. Because you're never going to have the total spirit of the law. Even when you keep really, really, really the letter of the law of writing a day, a person can still, you know, where it's sell short. In other words, he could sell to the lekuchos in the morning and give the get in the afternoon, or give the get in the morning and sell the lekuchos in the afternoon, b'chule, and that could be a sale of $1 million. You know, and the woman's never going to be able to prove that the get got to her before the lekuchos, you know, received their money, etc. Namely, even keeping, no matter what Chazal are going to do, there is always going to be a possibility of the spirit of the law being violated, and therefore, all we do is have the system of the letter of the law. In terms of our Chakira, and this is what Pimplis pointed out, that the spirit of the law is very, very nice in theory. But the bottom line is that you're never going to have a takana which is going to cover every case in the spirit of the law. So what we need is the letter of the law. The question is, are you keeping the letter of the law? Are you keeping the letter of the law? As kasher yesh lanu zman morchav, when you have this fuzzy time that's both written in the get and is handed over, that's the letter of the law. For better or for worse, that's the letter of the law. And therefore, it's a get kasher. When we have a time which has been cut out, as kan yesh machloket ben haram and v'harayvin, is this really the letter of the law? Okay, in other words, the lechora, the second abaya, helps us focus in the first abaya. That the second abaya is telling us, l'kulei amaha moreim kvar poskim, sheget shenichtav im zman klali, ze kasher. As ro'im, she mishtamshim b'musag shel ha'im kiyamta et ha'takana. Berega shekiyamta et ha'takana, afilu im zelo lefi ritzon chazal, as a get kasher. ולכן מה כאן המחלוקת בין הרמב"ם והרייבד לגבי גוזר הזמן? לכאורה זה צריך להיות, כמו שפנחס הציע לפני כן, האם באמת קיים את התקנה של חז"ל. טוב, with this background, אז בואו נמשיך בקטע הבא. כסווי ואוסווי בכיסתי, דאם מפייס או תפייס, מהי? יש לנו בעל שהוא מאמין במידת הזהירות. מידת הזהירות is the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. He wants to be prepared. Okay? He wants to have this get in his pocket, that if it turns to a point where he feels he crossed the red line, he can just give it to her immediately. He doesn't have to, at that point, go ahead and write a get, etc. He wants to have this get in waiting. As hu koteva taget, הזמן שנמצא בתוך הגט כמובן זה הזמן של הכתיבה והחתימה, והוא ציווה שהגט ייכתב לשמה, כן, וזה נכתב ונחתם לשמה עם הזמן, אבל כאשר הוא נותן את הגט זה יכול להיות אחרי חודש, אחרי שנה, אחרי שנתיים, ושוב יש לנו את כל הבעיה של שם יחפ על בסחוסו, של הפירוס, מה קורה במצב כזה? Again, if we want to put in the phrase that we had it previously, יש לנו כאן get im zman, in other words, the letter of the law we have, but the spirit of the law is missing, בגלל שיש לנו כאן זמן שלא נכון. The time is there, but it's not a meaningful time. נכון, זה לא get מוקדם. Because the time that it was signed is the time that's written in the get. זה לא get מאוחר. אבל בכל זאת, זה זמן לא נכון, זה זמן לא אמיתי. It's an untruthful time. אז כאן השאלה היא, האם זה נחשב קיום התקנה? האם זה נחשב קיום התקנה שיש זמן שבעצם משאיר את כוח החששות הקיימות? אז אמרי, לא מקדים אינש אינש לפרנוסי דנשא. שוב, לרמי לא חשינן. כן, זה לא רמי בתור נוכל, we're not dealing with someone who is a sneaky snake in the grass. אנחנו עוסקים כאן באדם לא ירצה לעשות פעולה כזאת. אדם לא ירצה להכין גט שאחר כך אולי הוא יתחרט ממנה, אולי זה ייפול, אולי מישהו ימצא את זה וכולי. אדם הוא לא עושה פעולות כאלו. Okay, given the fact, לא מקדים מינש פרנסו לנפשי, אמרי רבינו רבשי, נשכח מאותו אדם שרוצה להיות מוכן, גיטן הבוי ממדינה סיים, דמכתבי בניסן ולא מותו עד תשרי, מה הועילו חכמים בתקנתם? This is a day-to-day occurrence. כשהגט ייכתב ביום אחד וייתכן וינתן אחרי תקופה שהגט בא ממדינת הים על ידי שליח, ואז גם כאן השאלה היא מה הועילו חכמים בתקנתם? הזמן שכתוב בגט זה זמן לא אמיתי לגבי פירות, זה זמן לא אמיתי לגבי זנות. אמר לי, הנו כל הישראל. שיש פתרון אחר במצבים האלו, כל אחד יודע כאשר גט בא ממדינת הים, ויש כאן מחלוקת בין רשי ותוספות ולכן. לפי רשי ולכן ביה לעשויה ראיה אימס מוטה גיטה ליאדה, כן, שרשי הבין שהגמרא הזאת זה גם שואל לפי רב יוחנן וגם לפי ריש לקיש, אז הלקוחות לפני שהם נותנים לאישה לטרוף מהם את הפירות, הם יגידו, אתם צריכה להביא ראיה מתי הגיע הגט לידך. כלומר, ידוע, ברור שהגט הזה הגיע ממדינת הים, הגט שכתוב בו לא מעלה ולא מוריד, את צריכה להביא ראיה באמת מתי קיבלת את הגט. תוספות דיבר המסקל, אנטרי בכיסא, הבין שכל הגמרא כאן זה רק לפי המן דאמר שמא יחפה, לפי הבעיה של פירות אין בעיה, כי בעצם אנחנו קבענו שהפירות מגיעים למזמן החתימה, אז תוספות אומרת שזה בעיה של שמא יחפה, ואומרי שהכל הישראלי זה לא שהלקוחות ידרשו, אלא שהעדים, כאשר הם עדים על המסירה, הם יזכרו היטב את יום המסירה. They're going to be very careful to, because they're going to know that their edut is that which is going to be koveya as to whether this woman is going to go to the gallows or not. כלומר, אז במצב שיש לנו גט שהגיע ממדינה סיים, שהעדי מסירה יודעים שהזמן שכתוב בה זה באמת רומר ורמוריד, הם ידקדקו, מסקי הדתיו, אומר תוספות, לידה יום המסירה. Okay. So here we're simply left with one problem. What happens if? כן, גט שבא ממדינה סיים, יש לה כל. גט שאדם ישמור בכיס שלו וייתן אחר זמן, לא מקדים אינש פרנוסי לנפשי. אבל כמו ששאלנו לפני כן, מה אם אדם עושה את זה? What if we have this person who's one in a million, who wants so much to be a boy scout that he's going to be מקדים פרנוסי לנפשי, he really wants to be prepared? Is this get good or is this get invalid? The same way we asked, according to the, what's the din, when you cut out the time of the get, we can ask, what's the halacha in this situation? Do we have a, is this get kasher? Because the bottom line is, it was written according to the letter of the law. Or is it pasul? Because we have over here a zman lo amiti, and that's not considered to be the letter of the law, to have a false time. That's not considered to be the letter of the law. Az kan yesh lanu machloket bein harishonim. אפשר לראות את זה בכמה וכמה מקומות, אולי המקום הכי קל לראות את זה בראש, כי שם הדעות מובאות ממש אחד אחר השני. פותחים את הראש לפרק השני, אז יש לנו שני סימנים זו אחר זו שדנות בסוגיה שלנו, סימן ד' וסימן ה'. אז המעבר מסימן ד' לסימן ה' דן במצב שלנו. שאם תסתכלו בסוף סימן ד' If Arba Shurot Misof HaSiman, from the words of Wukamon de Parech. You have it? In the end of Siman Dalet, four lines before the end, where the Siman ends, it says, the beginning of the line in my edition, Ulekamon de Parech Migitin Haboim Mimdina Sayam, Maho Yuchachamim Betakanatam, Umeshani Hani Kala Islahu, Hu Hadin, Omer HaRosh Lefi Deyazo, Lekol Gitin Shalonim Seru Biyom Haksiva, Islahu Kala. In other words, when the Gemara gave the answer of Kala Islahu, it didn't only answer that on Gitin Habam Medina Sayam. That was the answer given also to the person who put the get in his pocket and didn't give it to his wife until a few months later. In that situation also, we'll assume Isle Kala. Ela al shehik shelo shemevi medina sayam, tiritzlo. Uma shelo hikshem yikol gitim shelo nitnu biyam haksiva, mishum delo shchicha, kelekamar lo miktim inish prunesu lenavshe. Anyway, the reason the Gemara didn't give it earlier is because it's an unusual case. Gemara doesn't always deal with unusual cases. Gitim medina sayam, that's a more common case. But the same halacha applies. Namely, the bottom line is that such a get is kosher. Because we're going to assume, kala islahu. Kala islahu, meaning that the moment that it's obvious that it wasn't given on the day that it was written, either the Edom Asira are going to be more careful to remember the time, or the Lukuchos are going to go to the woman and insist that she bring them Edom Asira. Ech shelo yiyeh, we're not afraid of someone being bamboozled. Iname, starting Sifhei, lahachi kosvin get le'ish afal pishen ishto imo, mishim delo shriach dekosav get kodim nesina. Namely, the second teretz is the iname. No, nothing doing. The only time that we have kol is when a get is not handed over by the husband. When a get is handed over by the husband, he hands it over beinola beinatzma in front of two people. No one else knows about it. The world doesn't know about it. You don't know what went on between a husband and a wife. Two people, someone in the world, know about it. Mashenkin, when a get is handed over by a shliach, that's already done in front of a beis din. That's already something which is public. In such a situation, there is a kol, and therefore the Rosh concludes ulafi ta'amze I isrami hachi. If we were to have the case, shelo nimsar biyom shenichtav bo, we would have the case of kasvei ve'osvei bekistei, the person put it in his pocket, he didn't give it the day that it was given, tu lo miskasher b'hai gita. This get is possible. Im lo yedei shliach l'holacha. The only way being machshir this get is giving it via shliach. The shliach is that which is going to give it a kol. Dis le'kala. Dim haya bal nosno le'isha, les le'kala. And then all the problems exist, asi lemitraf lekuchos shelo kedim yom shenichtav, etc. So we have over here, we're back to stage one. Namely, we have a machlokes rishonim, two deos within the rush. What is the status of a get that the husband wrote on day A? And then he himself gave over on day Z, on day B, on day M. He himself gave it over on some later date. What is the halacha in such a case? The first day holds, the moment that we have a get where we have a dissonance between the time written in the get and the time that's handed over, that's what we call a kol. That's a situation where people will be careful to always request Edim Asira, and Edim Asira are going to be very exacting in their memory. Masha'en Kain, according to the second day of the Rosh, the Iname, nothing doing. That which generates a kol is a shliach. The moment there's no shliach and we have this dissonance, that's not the takana. That's not the takana. The takana was that you need a meaningful date. You can call a fuzzy date a meaningful date. You can cause a date that was cut out a meaningful date because it was meaningful when it was written and handed over. But you can't call a wrong date a meaningful date. You can't call a date which is irrelevant to the reality of the situation a meaningful date. That's not the halacha. The only thing that can be metaki in a wrong date is a call. The call can be metaki in it because then we'll get to the right date. But without a kol, if you have a wrong date, that's not the takana, and that's out. This machlokes, the two deos of the Rosh, is echoed in the Rashba. The Rashba on Daf Yud Zayin Amad Beis Divrei Maskil, Rav Yochanan, quotes these two deos, and Tosos, Bayas on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, only has the dea le hachmir. Only has the dea le hachmir.
It all seems to solve all of our problems, which is created by Shliach, then shouldn't that also make again Muktam Kasher and all the different people that are problems of Zman?
The kol is only when the Mesira is different than the it's only when the date of the Mesira is different than the day that the get was written. But if the get was written and handed over on that day, you know, it's people don't necessarily look at what's written in the get itself. In other words, the kol is the fact that we have one date in the get, that the Adam signed it on day X and it was handed over on day Y. That's what creates the kol. Either via the shliach or via the baal, that's what creates the kol. The fact that it was handed over on a different date than it was written. If it was handed over on the same date, then we don't have a kol. Then we could have a problem of get mukdam or get meuchar. This is found over here in the Tosfos. At the end, on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the Tosfos Yermaskel Ad Sh'as Nesina. Two lines from the end of the thin lines of Tosfos. V'yeshlomar de lo shayach lamemar kola islay, ela kishemigarish ayyede shliach. Aval nichtav bayom v'nechtam balayla, yeshloch lo shiyimser la ba'atzma b'tzina l'chapo saleha, l'hochi lo matzi l'shnuye gabi kasvei v'osei v'kistei de kola islay, k'dimishani agitin abom ibninas hayom. This is the second terutz of the Rosh. Tosfos and the second terutz of the Rosh are one and the same. Okay, so we have then a machlokes. According to the Rosh, that which would save this get would be kol. Do we have a kol if the Baal hands it over on his own? Is two deos. What would you say according to the Rambam? What would you say according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, remember he said that if you had a time in the get and you cut it out, that's valid. What should be the halacha according to the Rambam if you write a get, put it in your pocket, and then hand it over 2 weeks later? Should certainly be kosher. It should be no worse than cutting the time out of the get. Namely, you know, according to the Rambam, what is the takana? That when you write the get, the date should be written in the get on the day of the writing and the signing. You can cut it out later on? Who cares? You can give it later on? L'chora? Also, who cares? Why should giving it later on be any worse than cutting out the time? Namely, if we're going to assume over here that the nature of the takana is a very, very limited letter of the law, if we say, like the Ravid, that no, this date has to be around the Sh'as HaNesina, it has to be a meaningful date. But according to the Rambam, it's not a meaningful date because it can be cut out before the Nesina. So if the date doesn't have to be meaningful because it can be cut out before the Nesina, so it can even be written meaningfully, and afterwards simply turns into non-meaningful. The Chorah, that's what the Rambam says, black on white. If we open the Rambam to Perek Beis, Hilchos Gerushim, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says as follows. Amar l'shnayim, kisvu get v'chismu utenu l'ishti, harei elu, kosvin, v'chosmin, v'nosnin lo, hein shluchav, hein edav. So far, so good. Rambam continues. V'chein, im amar l'sofir, ksov li get l'ishti, v'amar l'edim l'achtom, kosvim, v'chosmim, v'nosnim lo, v'hu megarish bo b'chol et shiirtza. Namely, that on Yud Beis Iyar today, a person can go to a sofer, say, write for me a get, go to the Adam that same day, sign the get. The get is written, the get is signed. The date in the get is the day of Yud Beis Iyar. They give it to the Baal. V'hu megarish bo b'chol et sheyirtze. That day, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. What about the problem of Shema Yechape, Shema Yitro, v'chulei, v'chulei? This is the Rambam l'shitaso. The moment you have the narrow letter of the law, the takana was fulfilled. You can create problems. Anyone can create problems. Again, generally, lo makdim inish pronusei l'nafshe. This is not a normal situation. And Chazal didn't worry about unnormal situations. It's a loophole? It's a loophole. But this is the Rambam l'shitaso. This is the Rambam l'shitaso. So we have over here then three dayas. We have one daya that if you take the approach of the Rambam, the moment that we have the letter of the law, even in the most narrow sense, even if all the loopholes still, even if all the chashasha still exist, the get is kosher. You didn't keep the letter of the law. You didn't write a time. Then the get is pasul lechatchila, and it's only good b'di'evet. However, the moment that you kept the letter of the law in the narrow sense, the get was written with the right time of the writing and the signing. That's the letter of the law. Afterwards, we don't care what happens. You can cut out the time. You can give it a month later. We don't care. That's the Rambam Shita. The get is good. The get is valid. According to all other Rishonim, nothing doing. In other words, that as long if the Chshashos still exist, we're going to have a problem. You can correct the Chshashos in a certain manner. You could correct the Chshashos, let's say in this case, via a kol. Now, as to whether when a husband gives a wife a get, beinola beinasma, there is a kol, that's a machlokas Rishonim. When it's handed over via shliach, there's certainly a kol. That's a gitin habamim din asayam. When a husband gives it to his wife, one-on-one, those are two deos in the Rosh, two deos in the Rashba. Here we have a Tosfos. That's the question as to how to be metakin this situation. But we just can't say, I kept a narrow letter of the law. And the moment you hold like the Ravid, that you can't just go ahead and cut out the time, in other words, it means that we need a broader definition of what is the letter of the law. It has to be a time which is meaningful in the at the Nesina. This is not a time which is meaningful at the Nesina. That requires a tikkun. Halacha l'maisa, it's very interesting that we have over here a machaber in Siman Kuf Kaf Zayin in Hilchos Gittin, where the machaber says as follows. I came to the machaber via the Frankel Rambam, via the Grua and the Frankel Rambam. The Mechaber says, Get shelo nimser biyom haksiva. Ein takana lo lahachshiro, ela sheishlachena ayadei shliach. Right. Tosfos, second language of the Rosh, etc. Comes on the Gra and sends you to Rosh Sifhei, iname lohachi kasvinan, ulefita amzeh, so far so good. Ayein tosos daf yidzayinim edbezi remaskel ad, viyim tomar nichta viyishlomar v'chulei, what we saw in the Tosfos. Aval, HaRambam v'HaRamban machshirin b'chol inyan. Okay, in other words, what the Mechaber doesn't bring in, which usually he would bring in the day of the Rambam, over here the Gra brings in. Know that this is machlokes rishonim. That even though the Mechaber says that there's no alternative but ayadei shliach, because you need a kol, the Rambam machshir b'chol inyan. There's no nafkimina whether the husband gives it or a shliach gives it. Not that we have a kol when the husband gives it. You don't need a kol when the husband gives it. It's simply in other words, you kept the narrow letter of the law. This is no worse lechora than a get she nigzas zmano.
Okay. Why would you say that the shliach creates a greater kol than just the sofer having written it? You know, or maybe could you use a base if you give it in front of a base?
So we pointed out in the beginning of the mesechta that the moment the shliach has to say fana nechta fana nechtam, he has to say it in front of a bezdin. Right? And that already, you know, recreates a diuk, medak dayuk on the part of the shliach, but it also creates a kol.
It
also
giving it in front of the Beis Din wouldn't.
That could, that would create, but the assumption over here is that the Baal is giving it as opposed to a shliach, it means that he wants to, in other words, to do it b'tzina, and that would be the fear of Shami Yachapa, that would be the fear of the Lekuchos, so that he's doing it in that manner, and there's a machokis as to whether b'chol zot we would have a kol or not. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of this broad picture. So to summarize, the spirit of the law is something which is very, very beautiful. Clearly, Chazal had in mind the spirit of the law. They made takanos in order to be able to prevent Shema Yachapa, prevent Shema Yitrof. But every takana, as was pointed out, even when you have a takana of Zman, Zman is a Yom. Yom has hours. We don't, you know, it's there, if you even say the hour, say the question of the minutes, there's no way of making a takana which is foolproof. So they made the takana that takes care of 99% of the problems. If a person wants, you know, it keeps the narrow letter of the law, according to the Rambam, that's enough. According to the Ravid, and according to the Rosh and Tosfos, there is a broader letter of the law that has to be kept to. And that can only be solved via a kol. You know, it's that would fill in in a situation where the broader of the letter of the law was not kept. Itmar. Let's continue in the Gemara Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Me'ei Masai Monin Leget. This L'chora is a totally different matter, and this is what the Rosh pointed out, I'm sorry, the Rif pointed out, that in terms of how do we paskin, like Rav Yochanan or Rish Lakish, you can't bring any raya from the Amos Aimonin Leget. This is a question in terms of what issue? What are we concerned about Amos Aimonin Leget? What we call, not so much Mamzerus as Yichus, what we call Havchana. If a woman gets a get and she's going to get remarried, we want to be certain if she has a child, who is the father of this child? Not a question of Mamzerus. We just want to know in terms of Yichus, is this the Zera of A or B? It could be that the first husband was a Kohen and the second one is not a Kohen. Some generally, right? So we're doing Grusha. Right? The first one is a Kohen, the second one is not a Kohen. So who do we have over here? Do we have a Kohen or do we have a Yisrael? Or in terms of Yerusha, all sorts of questions that we want to know who the father is. We maybe want to prevent a situation of Arayas in the future. If this person wants to marry a sister, and the question is it a sister? Is it not a sister? So we have a din of Havchana. Havchana is how long that one has to wait before getting remarried? 3 months. Okay? Shalosha Chadashim. From when? Me'ei Masai Monin Leget. Rav Amar Mishas Nesina. Ushmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. What over here is the Machokes? Maskif lo Rav Nasan Bar Hoshe Lishmuel Yomru Shtei Noshin B'chotzer Acha Zo Asura V'Zo Muteres? Amar Le Abaye Zo Zman Gita Mochiach Aleha V'Zo Zman Gita Mochiach Aleha. Namely, what over here, L'chora, is the criteria that we're going to be using to decide when to count the 3 months? From what point, what are we concerned about? From what point was there what? Not a call.
Separation.
A separation. From what point was it a separation of the wife from her first husband? At what point was it no longer yichud? So at that point, we no longer have to worry about the fact that this should be the child of the first husband. From when can we assume there was a separation? And what does the Gemara say, me'ikar hadin? From what point is there a separation? What? From what point is there a separation? From the time that the get is written or from the time the get is handed over? The Me'ikar Hadin, from the time the get is written. Why then would we have a shita over here of Rav that would say Mishas Nesina? That's the reason for Mishas Ksiva, there's no Yichud already. Why would we have a shita of Rav that you have to wait until Shas Nesina, which could be months later? No, that's not what the Gemara says.
What people will say.
Yomru, shtei nashim. That people won't, well, you know, people will see this woman only got her get in August, and all of a sudden she's getting married 3 weeks later. By Yomru, they're going to say, what's going on over here? There's no Havchana, there's no this. It's simply a question of Marisayan. It's a question of Marisayan, my Yomru. But Me'ikar Hadin, from the time of the Ksiva, that's when we count the 3 months. That's what the Gemara points out. Correct? Zman HaMochiach Aleha. That's the real time. The Rav Shechter, in his Sefer, I think it's Bikvei Hatzon, raises a question on this Gemara. A very interesting question. He says, we have a Gemara in Yevamos. I think it's about Daf Mem Beis. That points out that if we would have a woman whose husband is in prison, he's been in prison for a year, and he sends her a get. When can she get married? Does she have to wait the 3 months or not? Because she hasn't seen her husband for a year. He's been in prison, no conjugal visits. He's been in South Africa for 5 years, and then he sends her a get. Does she still have to wait 3 months? They haven't seen one another for 5 years. So Gemara says lo plug. Lo plug. So the Rosh Hashanah said, what's going on? What do you mean, lo pluk? Chora, our Gemara says that mi'ikar hadin, you can give the get the moment we know there's no yichud. And here we know there's no yichud from the time of the get was written. Why should being in prison or being in South Africa be any different than writing a get? Namely, the bottom line is, we know that there was no yichud. And at the moment we know there was no yichud, then the time begins from then. So 5 years ago, the clock began running. When this person was imprisoned, the clock began running. What do you mean lo plug? We see in our Gemara that the second day is only one of Marasayim. And we don't even, and according to most posts, we don't pass them like that day. What's going on over here? How would you distinguish between the two cases? Why would you say that if the husband is in prison or minas hayam, lo plug, that's mekubal. And over here, in our Gemara, when the husband is around, we have a machlokas, maybe it's mishas ksiva. Why don't we say lo plug? Yes? Sharper. You're 100% correct. What prevents the yichud? When we say over here, and this is what Josh Cantor related to a minute ago, when we say there's no yichud from the time of the writing of the get, that's a halacha? That's simply, you know, where it's good ethics?
It's an assumption. It would make it a get yashan if they had their relationship.
It would make it a get yashan if they had yichud. So I'm saying, you're correct. The fact that normally we don't have a get yashan, is that because of a halachic consideration, or is that simply practically that what?
It's halachic.
What's that? Sharp. That's in terms of that. That's in other words. That's were we to have a get yashan, it would be possible because of shelo yomru. I'm saying, but the fact that we don't have a get yashan normally, because normally there's no yichud, is that mehadin or mehamusar or may simply practically she'll slam the door in his face. After all, he wrote a get for her. She'll say, what is the reason there's no yichud?
It's the same assumption.
That's one possibility. But what did we learn differently?
It's like he considers the regression.
Then? Going back to what Svi said. This is the Grushas Halev. Namely, that we have over here, Grushas Halev is not, we pointed out, is not a question over here that's not a nice thing to do, to live with your wife after you decided to divorce her. But she's partially divorced already. We saw it had nafgamina in terms of peros. It had nafgamina in terms of Yerusha. Right? We had a status of Grusha. She's already partially divorced. The divorce already begins at the Grusha Saleif. It ends with the Nesina Saget. And then you could ask which halachos relate to which stage of Gerusha. Over here, what the Gemara has over here is a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. Which stage of Gerushin are we going to have an Isur Yichud? And the Gemara says, everyone agrees. The Isur Yichud is already from the time of Ksiva. Namely, from the Ksiva Saget, from the Grushas Halev, we no longer have a Heter Labala. Normally, every marriage creates two things. It creates a Heter Labala, and it creates an Isur L'Kol HaOlam. The Isur L'Kol HaOlam, that's only abrogated by the Nesina Saget. When is the Heter L'Bala abrogated? That's Grusha Saleh. She's no longer muterit to him the moment he decides to divorce her. The Ksiva Saget shows us that we have over here Nasan Liba L'Garsha. That's the Gemara's language later on. Kevan Shenasan Enav L'Garsha, Shuv Ein Lo Peros. Kevan Shenasav Enav L'Garsha, Shuv Ein Lo Heter Ba. Right? In other words, he's no longer muter. This is, in other words, namely, when do we say Lo Plug? We say lo plug when we have a total marriage, and simply circumstances create a situation where they're not together. He's ill, he's in the hospital, he's in prison, he's in Medina Sayam, but they're totally married. Mashen came over here, the moment he writes the get, we began the process of gerushin. That's the, you know, that's the follow-up. This answers Rav Shechter's question very, very beautifully. You know, it's not a question over here of simply of, that it's improper for them to be together if he already wrote a get. Or it's not just a question, we don't want to create a situation of get yashan. But rather, we already have a din. Were they to be together in a chinami, that would create a get yashan. That would seem to indicate that this get no longer is being written lishma, the Baal was chozer, but he no longer has das, v'chule, and we would perhaps need a new get. But the ikar over here is that we have a beginning of the process of gerushin. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavose de Rav, Tanya Kavose de Shmuel, and then we have in our Gemara a three-word conclusion to our sugya, Hilchasa Mishas Ksiva. If you looked into the Rishonim, you saw this is a tremendous question. Do we have this girsa of Hilchasa Mishas Ksiva? Do we have the girsa Hilchasa Mishas Nesina? Do we have no three words, no Hilchasa? And the Gemara simply left with the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, And normally, how do we pass machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Halacha k'rav be Yisurei, and halacha Shmuel be Dinei. We're dealing over here with Dinei or Yisurei. Yisurei l'chora. So then we should pass the Mishas Nesina. The Rambam passes Mishas K'siva, according to the gears that we have in our Gemara. Hilchus HaMishas K'siva. However, within the Rishonim, we have number of deos as to how do we pass them. But again, what the Gemara says over here is Mishas Nesina is because of Marisayan. It's not Mi'ikar Hadin. Mi'ikar Hadin, we have over here Mishas K'siva. The Gemara then continues. Did you continue with the Gemara? The Gemara then continues in terms of Shemitah. Itmar me emasai k'suva mishametes. Rav amar mishatifkom v'tizkov, Shmuel amar pug mafapishalo zokva, zokva afapishalo pegama. Tanya kavasei de Rav, Tanya kavasei de Shmuel. What over here is the issue in terms of Shemitah? We have a Mishnah in the last parak of Shviyas. What debts are abrogated by Shemitah? What category do you need?
Milva.
What? Milva. Milva. Loans. Loans are abrogated when party A gave to party B, and therefore party B owes to party A. That's what's abrogated, that we have normally a situation of negisa, that there are shibudim, and over here, when Shemitah, we have a din of lo yigos, that one is not allowed to collect these debts. Masha'en kein, if we have skar sochir, if we have hakafas chanut, these are things that are not abrogated by Shemitah, and ksuva comes under what category? In other words, in its pristine sense, this is what the Mishnah over there calls Ma'aseh Bezdin. Ma'aseh Bezdin is not abrogated by Shemitah. Shviyas Perek Yud Mishnah, and this edition is Mishnah Beis. Shviyas Mishameta, being start Mishnah, Shviyas Mishameta says, Hamilva Bishtar, Vishelo Bishtar. However, Hakofas Chanus, Eina Mishametes. Schar Sochir, Eina Mishamet. Halacha Beis, we have the din haones hamefata motzi shemra, namely knas, eino mishamet. V'chol maisa bezdin, ein mishamten. Ksuva is a maisa bezdin. What turns the maisa bezdin into a halva'a? What turns the maisa bezdin into a halva'a? At what point does it move over into the geder of Shemitah? That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Zakfa, pagma. The moment that it turns from a Maisa Bezdin into a private loan, Zakfa Lava Milva, Pagma, or the combination, then it's already Mishamet. What is the Chisaron of a Maisa Bezdin? Why is a Maisa Bezdin not Mishamet? Where does the Torah simply says that if you had something that lent itself to Nagisa, it lent itself to being collected, Lo Yigos. What over here is the Chisaron of a Maisa Bezdin? Why is a Maisa Bezdin not Mishamet? That's when we have a Prusbo. What are we doing with a Prusbo? We're turning the Chov into a Maisa Bezdin. We're giving over the Chov to Bezdin. The moment it's handed over to Bezdin, then it's no longer Mishamet. What happened? So there are two explanations. One is that the whole din of Shemitah is only to Achicha. It's only between Ben Adam and Chavero. Mashain came when it's a chov owed to Bezdin, then that doesn't come under the realm of achicha. In other words, a technicality. Or, paradoxically, a chov owed to Bezdin is considered to be kegavui dame. Namely, there's no way of escaping it. It's like a super shibud. And as such, the Shemitah doesn't apply to it. The Shemitah only applies to that which is between man and man, that, you know, it's that what needs collectability, it needs negisa. Either the ksuva is simply too far away from being a chov, or it's a chov that is already considered to be kegavui. However, the moment that the ksuva turns into a classic chov, then already Shemitah applies, and here we have the machlokes as to at what point it turns into that chov. Okay, we'll stop over here. Next time, in terms of this week, so tomorrow again is Bahav. Friday is Pesach Sheni. So tomorrow afternoon we still say Tachanun. Friday we don't say Tachanun. That Pesach Sheni is one of those situations where, as opposed to a classic day that, on which Tachanun is not said, the Tachanun is not said also the Mincha before, that's mentioned by the Machaber in terms of situations of Me'in HaMa'ora. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, Purim, that since there's going to be a different Shmoneh Esrei, or an Al HaNisim, or Yalev Yavo, you get a head start by not saying Tachanun and Mincha. That tells you that Ma'ariv is already going to be another Shmoneh Esrei. The Ramo adds in, also before Tu B'Av, and before Tu B'Shvat, you don't say Tachanun, the Mincha before. That's nothing to do with Me'in HaMa'ora, but rather we're dealing with a day that has a certain character. So Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, it's a Yom Simcha, whatever. Ma'ashen Kein, the day before Erev Yom Kippur, or the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do say Tachanun and Mincha, even though we don't say on those days, because there's nothing in the day, per se. It's a day on which, Erev Yom Kippur, a day on which we eat, Erev Rosh Hashanah, a day on which we have long slichos, but nothing in the day per se. Who had in Pesach Sheni? It's a day on which the Korban Pesach was brought by those who were Derech Rechoka, but there's no Kedusha, there's no special status to the day itself, and therefore Mincha before, one does say Tachanun. On Sunday we'll talk about next week's special events, Lag BaOmer, Yom Yerushalayim. So before we begin Shir, we'll talk about that. But the Seder. Oh, so in terms of what I'd like you to do. So see the Gemara over here, which starts with Nechtav B'Yom V'Nechtam B'Layla, where L'Chora, the Mishnah, has one halacha, right, that by Yom V'Nechtam B'Rayla Pasul, and over here we have the status of Maisa Bezin that appears to be kosher, and the Gemara moves over into Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. What exactly is this din of Asukim Ba'oso Inyan? So if you can see over here, there's this little Tosfos one-liner on the bottom of the page, Dibre Maskul Avol. There's a rush in on Siman Zayin, and the Rashba and Sima on, over here on Daf Yud Chesem Ad Aleph, Divir Hamaslo Ksuvasa. See that? 1, 2, 3. Oh, and the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perak Aleph, Halacha, Kafhei. What exactly is this din of Asukim Ba'oso Inyan? Then, we'll move over into the din of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Savar Kevin Shanasayan of Lagarsha. We already saw the principle involved. But we'll see exactly what is the din over here of Chashinan Shema Pies. We have a Tosfos over here, two Tosfos. And then we'll begin, hopefully, the sugya of Amar Lasar Akisu Get Leishti. This we already saw when we went to the first Perek. We saw over here in terms of the Rif and the Baal Hamor and the Ramban and the Ravid that we already saw. We won't get beyond the Mishnah, Daf Yud Tesem Ad Aleph. I don't know if we'll get up to the Mishnah, but we'll aim towards that goal. Okay. So first Asukim Ba'osu Inyan, then Rav Shimon, and then again we basically saw the sugi over here on Daf Yud Tesem Ad Aleph days. We'll just see what we have to add. Listen, okay.